Toyota battling up in front. Kyle Larson, who's been the dominant car all race long. Tyler Reddick at the end of each stage has proven to be the best of the rest. The gap remains the same.
Bubba Wallace right in front of the leader now as they work down the backstretch. Here comes Larson into the corner. Larson stays up on the high side. Reddick does make up some ground this time. Reddick makes up some serious ground this time, all four.
Bubba Wallace helping out his teammate a little bit there, and Kyle Larson finally clears Bubba Wallace's car. He's got about a 6-car length advantage back to one with 5 to go.
Unfortunately, Reddick was not able to get around his teammate any quicker than was Kyle Larson before him, so the gap remains at about half a dozen car lengths.
Reddick now once again takes a bead on the leader down the Nellis straightaway. Again, about 9 car lengths separate these two. Larson, bottom of the racetrack. Reddick up high on the racetrack, trying his best once again close the gap.
Kyle Larson has dominated all day, but can he hold on? Down across the stripe, 4 to go in Las Vegas.
Kyle Larson, you have to believe, will not beat himself. Let's see which line he takes this time. He moves up a lane, middle group. A lane even higher is Tyler Reddick. He's narrowing the gap once again.
I think he's closed some more ground. Down the backstretch he comes. Reddick is going to keep him honest all the way to the finish of this race today. Up next to the wall, Reddick once again trying to get as much of a run off the hill as he can.
Just 3 laps to go. Can Kyle Larson hang on, or will Tyler Reddick run him down? Across the stripe, just 4 car lengths for Larson over Reddick.
And now 3 car lengths as they dive into turn 1. Again, Larson moves up, tries to throw the block on Reddick. Reddick is within a car length and a half as they are right together off turn 2.
Reddick sees he can do this now as he works him down the backstretch. Reddick right to his bumper. Now he's using the draft to close in on Kyle Larson. Up top side, Larson tries to block the advance of Reddick off of turn 4.
They rocket out of turn 4 up against the fence. Now dive for the apron of the racetrack. Just 2 laps to go. Lead machines head back to 1.
Well, it will not be a 3 wide photo finish, but it certainly could be a 2 wide photo finish. Kyle Larson now back to the bottom of the racetrack. 1 lane up is Tyler Reddick as he's right back on his back bumper.
Larson with a mirror full of Reddick down the Nellis straightaway. 2 car length separation. Larson will go to the middle, down to the bottom of the racetrack, and Reddick will go right in his tire tracks off of 4.
Larson will lead Tyler Reddick out of turn 4. They'll come back and take a peek at the white flag. Larson's pulled out a little bit. We'll call it 6 car lengths over Reddick.
And he's stretching it out. I think Tyler Reddick has run out of race car and run out of time. He will make one last effort to try to get by Kyle Larson off turn 2.
Larson down the Nellis straightaway. He got his first win for Rick Hendrick at this racetrack, and he looks like he's going to do it again. Here comes Larson down to the bottom of the racetrack. Kyle Larson, he's going to hold off for the lead.
As he works his way out of turn number 4, if you bet on the favorite, head to the cashier's window and say, show me the money. Kyle Larson wins the Pennzoil 400 here at Las Vegas. He wins here for the 3rd time and gets his first victory of 2024.
And Kyle Larson also with that win locks himself into the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs with a demonstrative win here today, leading 179 of 267 laps. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durant. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant.
We're back here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Kyle Larson dominated, but a thrilling victory. Tyler Reddick made it, earn it the hard way. Mark Carroll alongside Doug Rice. A little caught up here. Great job, Rob Albright, Pat Patterson in the turns. We're about to make our pit reporters busy again. Brent McMillan, Brad Gilley, and Heather DeBow. So glad you could join us. Doug, we saw this play out 3 times. Stage 1, Larson wins. Reddick chasing him down, doesn't get there. Stage 2, same thing. The end of the race as well. Reddick was game, just could not get by Kyle Larson.
And for another week, when another great NASCAR race, it wasn't quite what we saw at Atlanta Motor Speedway, but it had a lot of drama, most of it revolving around 2 different drivers. Kyle Larson, who is doing his burnout right now. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, Performance is what we do, and right now it is Kyle Larson performing his victory burnout along the front stretch here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, where, as Mark Garrow pointed out, it's the third time that he has driven to victory lane here at this track. So you gotta like the odds the next time that we come back here. He was the favorite. We talked about the betting odds because we're in Las Vegas. He was the prohibitive favorite at 4-1 today, and sometimes the people down on the corner know what they're talking about.
Absolutely, Doug. For Rick Hendrick, win number 10 at Las Vegas. Let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Heather DeBoe.
Here with Ty Gibbs, who rounds out the top five for the day. And Ty, those restarts there at the end seem to be pretty crazy. Is there anything you think you could have done to have a little bit more speed?
Yeah, I felt like we were pretty solid. Just I put us in the hole there. I slid through the pit box, and we broke first gear. Just doesn't seem like these transmissions aren't strong as they used to be when we built them. So it's just unfortunate there, but it is what it is. Came home with a solid finish after a little bit of mayhem I put my team in.
Thank you. Brad Gilley?
Third place, Ryan Blaney. You started this one 15th. You just methodically worked your way through the field. Really looked like an honest day's work in the race car. What was your day like?
Yeah, it's a long day. It started 15th and just kind of slowly worked their way up. And top two guys were pretty quick. It's hard to catch them. We never really had the speed of those guys, but proud of the effort. We got better all day, which is good. I didn't think we were great early, and we continue to get better. So that's all you can ask for. So it's a good day for the Menards Pendula Ford Mustang, and definitely a decent idea of where to go from here going forward.
All right, there's your third place finisher, Ryan Blaney.
Tired too. It's a hard day's work, Mark. 400 laps here. I know it wasn't super hot, but still, it'll wear you out. And you heard it in the voice of all those drivers here as they had to slog through this one. And you didn't have a lot of downtime. We only had 6 cautions today. We had a little bit of a red flag, but you were in the gas most of the day.
You were. And Doug, if you don't have the fastest car, you're working hard. If you started 15th and you wind up third like Ryan Blaney, you drive your guts out all afternoon long. Back down to Heather DeBoe.
And here now with Ross Chastain, who brings it home fourth after having a speeding penalty earlier in the race. He's going to take some water down here, but we did have a great restart there. You looked like you had something for him. What more did you need?
It's not the speed on pit road. It's unacceptable. Dakota Chevy was strong enough to race with Kyle and Tyler. Can't believe I did it 3 weeks in a row.
Thanks, Ross.
Wow, Ross Chastain a little upset with himself. And Mark, he's got a point there. If he doesn't have that penalty, then they don't have to take the chance with a 2-tire stop, and they've got a car good enough on 4 tires that maybe, I don't know that anybody's beating Kyle Larson today, but
Doug,
maybe.
Doug, we've said more than once on our progressive keys to victory, don't hurt yourself, right? And when you get caught for speeding on pit road, you've shot yourself in the foot. Nobody else did it. You did it to yourself. And those are the hard ones to get over. Those are the really frustrating ones.
And you saw Kyle Busch today. Had a really good race car, but he pits out of the box. Not much. Less than a foot over the line, but that's all it takes. And you get flagged for that. And then the next thing you know, you're a lap down and you're having to dig just to get back. So, yeah, I mean, you can easily let these races get away from you on pit road. And like you said, we talk about it all the time. And if you make the mistake late in the run, it really bites you.
Absolutely. You just run out of time very quickly. If you have a race that goes by as quickly as this, as we talked about, we had only 6 cautions for 35 laps. You make it early, you have a chance. You make it late, no way. Just not enough time to get back out of the hole.
Yeah, and we saw that illustrated. I got to give it to Chastain and that crew. They figured out a way, though, to come back and snag a top 5 finish. He needed that. He had kind of a rough beginning to the year.
And again, remember, he changed only 2 tires on that last pit stop, and we didn't see really anybody all day long with a 2-tire stop be able to stay up there, which shows you how good a car Chastain had and why he's frustrated, because maybe on the same sequence, if he hadn't got behind, he's on 4 tires and gives himself a better chance to win.
Over to Brad Gilley.
Tyler Reddick, some days a runner-up is a good day, some days it's a bad day. It sounded like on the radio after you took the checkered flag behind Larson that this might be one of the bad ones. What do you feel?
Yeah, no, second sucks, that's for sure. But we had a really fast nasty beast, Toyota Camry. I mean, we should have been up there battling with them more than we were throughout the day. So, yeah, it just put us behind, unfortunately. And we had to fight back through that all day long. As the field got better, it got harder to get back to the front as quick. So you got to run the front all day long. I mean, I when asked about what we need to do to get better, that's the very thing. And didn't do it today.
All right. There's your runner-up finisher, Tyler Reddick.
All right. Thanks a lot there, Brad Gilley. And hats off to Noah Gregson, the guy that we weren't thinking much about him. He comes out here and gets a sixth-place run for Legacy Motor Club. And, I mean, good for him. Good for the rebound that Noah Gregson's enjoying.
And he's, of course, moved over to Stuart Haas Racing.
Yeah, Stuart Haas, I meant.
But they've got a new lineup over there, Doug, and Gregson had an outstanding day. He leads that group to a sixth-place finish. They were pretty competitive as we looked through. Josh Berry winding up in the 20th spot, Briscoe in the 21st. So, again, you know, for Gregson, as he tries to rebuild his deal, good for him. I mean, he's a great race driver, a lot of talent, and hopefully he gets to rebuild things here.
Having to put a career back together after making a couple of missteps, and you're right, Mark, getting this other chance, probably the last chance, with Stuart Haas Racing, making it pay today. That whole organization still has a lot of work to do, but they've got to be happy with what they were able to accomplish today with the 10 of Noah Gregson coming home in the sixth-place spot. We're watching right now that Kyle Larson is finally going to make his way back over to the Neon Garage and the victory lane, and we'll check out what he has got to say after grabbing his third win. His first of the season, three races, three different winners so far this year. Of course, down at Daytona, we had William Byron, Daniel Suarez last week, and this week here, Kyle Larson. And off to Phoenix, and then PRN will be back with you at Bristol for their Food City 500 coming up on St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th. Only 15 different leaders today, 25 lead changes, but not a lot of caution. Six for a total of 35 laps here in the Pennzoil 400. Won by 0.4 seconds, Kyle Larson edging out Tyler Reddick, who made a run toward the end, Mark, but with about two laps to go, it looks like that car probably ran out of tires.
Dougie made a run at the end of stage one, didn't quite get there, made a run at the end of stage two. I mean, this was the playbook all year, or all afternoon, rather, for Tyler Reddick. Had to be so frustrating because all he could see was the back bumper of that number five car. I mean, he's got to memorize the decals by now after spending all that time behind Kyle Larson today.
All right, we can see that Kyle Larson has made his way back over to the victory lane. It is behind the main media building and the big building in the middle of Las Vegas Motor Speedway in what they call their Neon Garage area. So we'll be catching up with him shortly to get his reaction on winning his first race of the year here in the Pennzoil 400, out-dueling Tyler Reddick. Every stage ended identically, as Mark pointed out. Larson won it, Reddick was second, then Larson and Reddick, and at the end of the race, Larson and Reddick. Let's go to Progressive Victory Lane now with Brett McMillan.
And Kyle Larson actually picked up a couple passengers on the way back here, his kids on the way, and just got off the phone with Rick Hendrick. And congratulations, your third win here at Las Vegas. Wow, what an outstanding car you had all day long. How tough was it those last few laps where you knew you had Reddick kind of bearing down on you?
Yeah, I knew it was going to be really tough, and I was a bit nervous. You know what, Bubba and him were going to be able to do to work together because they were doing a good job of that before the green flag stopped. So thought they were going to do that again and build a run that was going to be hard to stop. So thankfully just made a couple good blocks there and was able to kind of kill his momentum down the straightaways. And I'm glad we got the white flag because I didn't know they were counting the laps down, but like I was so focused that I didn't know how many more laps were left. And they said come to white after I'd made a good block in 3 and 4, and feel like I had it from there. So just an awesome day, awesome race car. Hendrick Motorsports, HendrickCars.com, Chevrolet, Junior Almivar, Prime, Valvoline, everybody who helps out. It's so fun to get to come and dominate a race like that and be able to win in tough fashion at the end makes it fun too.
What can you say about this crew? Those last two stops they had, I timed them sub-10 seconds each of them. They were money.
Yeah, they were great. You know, they're great every race, every stop. So I have so much confidence when I come down pit road and figure we can at least maintain, if not gain spots. And we were able to gain good time on the field there. So yeah, it was good. To have control of that last restart, had to fight off Ross really hard. He did a great job on those two tires there for a couple laps, and was happy to stretch away too once Reddick was able to get to second because I knew he was going to get the toe to get to me. Just, was able to hold him off, which was great.
Third win at Vegas. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Kyle Larson, a three-time winner here at Vegas. And, oh, by the way, last time he won the spring race here, he also won the championship.
It's a nice harbinger. That is our Progressive Victory Lane, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. We'll take our last break, come back and give you the full field rundown from here in Vegas.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Sarah wants a yard.
My own little paradise.
Brad, however, hates yard work.
The only thing I hate more than cutting the grass is paying someone to cut the grass.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Sarah and Brad found a great home with a yard. A very, very small yard.
Time to get it done. And I'm done.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
All right, putting the final brush strokes on this broadcast today. Today's Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance goes to, this comes from the suggestion of our race director, Laura Beth Barnhart.
Good call. The five crew, starting with crew chief Cliff Daniels down to the guys that jumped over the wall today, they kept Kyle Larson in the game and out front.
Every time, and Brett McMillan did a good job of articulating that, sub-10-second pit stops, and they win the day. Just like Xfinity Mobile's got you covered with a reliable nationwide network, learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
Let's give you a full field rundown. Kyle Larson leads eight times for 179 of the 267 laps. He wins by 0.4 seconds over Tyler Reddick. Ryan Blaney third. Fourth was Ross Chastain. Ty Gibbs, great afternoon for him. He's fifth. Noah Gregson, sixth. Seventh, Martin Truex Jr. Denny Hamlin soldiers on to eighth. Ninth, Joey Logano, the pole sitter. Tenth was William Byron.
Daniel Suarez was 11th. Chase Elliott, 12th. Brad Keselowski, 13th. Eric Jones, 14th. A little applause here for Carson Hocevar, soldiering on, coming into 15th today. Austin Dillon was 16th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 17th. Alex Bowman came home 18th. 19th to Daniel Hemric. And Josh Berry was 20th.
Chase Briscoe, 21st. 22nd, John Hunter Nemechek. 23rd, Ryan Preece. Todd Gilliland, 24th. 25th was Michael McDowell. Kyle Busch, who ran up front a good part of the day. A penalty, though, on pit road. Dropped him a lap down. He was able to only fight back to 26th. Justin Haley, 27th. Derek Krause in his debut winds up 28th. 29th, Austin Cindric. 30th, Harrison Burton.
Kaz Grala, 31st. 32nd goes to Corey LaJoy. He was the first car a lap down. We had 31 cars on the lead lap. Christopher Bell was 33rd, minus 2. J.J. Yaley. Bubba Wallace finished 13 laps down in 35th. Zane Smith, 13 laps down. And Chris Buescher, the only car out of the race today, he crashed early on, finishes 37th. They got these cars just about bulletproof, Mark.
They certainly do.
All right, MRN has the call next weekend at Phoenix. Then the Performance Racing Network will be back on the air to call the action up at Bristol Motor Speedway. Saturday, March 16th, we will have Cup Series qualifying. That's all we've got that day. There is no accompanying Xfinity Series race in Bristol. And on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th at 2:30 Eastern, we will have all the action of the Food City 500. I want to thank my cohort up here in the booth, Mark Garrow. I'm Doug Rice. Our production leader is Kent Bernhardt. Our team is led by General Manager Jerry Horn, backed up by Alexis Erickson, Jim Fickinger, Hank Lee, Barry Roach, David Stiles, Caleb Whistler. Our race day director is Laura Beth Barnhart. Engineers Harold Hamrick, Bill Parrott, and Ben Blevins. In the turns, Rob Albright and Pat Patterson, and Heather DeBoe, Brett McMillan, and Brad Gilley anchoring down on pit road today as our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters. And we had a special guest in the booth today. Brian Damsel was up here watching everything unfold and hopefully appreciated it. I think it's first time behind the scenes of a stock car race.
So that will certainly
It'll turn the worm for
you.
Yeah,
be an eye-opener.
Yeah,
right?
It should be. Yeah. So that puts the wraps on it. Congratulations, Kyle Larson. He's the winner of the Pennzoil 400.
A Pennzoil 400 on the Performance Racing Network was presented by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Progressive Insurance. Bundle home and auto and save. Visit progressive.com. eBay Motors. Burn rubber, not cash, by shopping on eBay Motors. ebaymotors.com. Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Xfinity. Proud premier partner of NASCAR. By Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Storage, the only brand as driven as the hardworking professionals they serve. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Graduate. They graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Starting with one store in 1978, Boot Barn has become the largest Western and workwear retailer in the nation. Supporting those who feed, build, and protect America, we offer the largest selection of cowboy boots, work boots, Western wear, workwear, and outdoor gear. With over 500,000 pairs of boots and thousands of top-quality jeans and clothing, it's an honor to support the people who make our country so great. Boot Barn. Keep West.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots waiting on you to look my way and scoop your little hot self over here. Girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow. The Flint River, catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your t-shirt on a limb, hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight, you know I know what you like, yeah. Wanna wind you up and take you downtown,
yourself a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Kind is this kind of night. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Baby, close that suitcase you've been packing. Just sit down and talk to me a while. I know you tried to tell me what was lacking, but I guess I must have missed it by mine. Well, this time, girl, I swear to you I'll listen. Help me understand where I went wrong. It's hard to find myself in this position. Scared that I'll go crazy once you're gone. Help me hold on to what we had. Once our love was strong, it can be again. You said it takes two. It better. What have I got to do to make you see that even though I promised you forever, I never knew how hard that would be? I realize I took your love for granted, but I've learned that love worth having don't come free. And I'll pay any price it takes to keep you satisfied and staying here with me. Help me hold on to what we had. Once our love was strong, it can be again. You said it takes two to make love last. You were right all along, so help me hold on. To make love last, you were right.
me hold on.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand and your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a we should probably get up. Feel it. You got everybody looking, looking at you, looking at me. Them words you're whispering in my ear, girl, they're as smooth as Tennessee. We got all night to go, this flame ain't burning low. There's something here I know, 'cause I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand, in your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, baby, this is turning to
Kane Brown's latest, I Can Feel It, here inside RC's Social Saloon. As we told you briefly minutes ago, he picked up the prestigious 2024 Humanitarian Award for all of his work he does with charity and nonprofits and just people that are in need with a hand out looking for a little bit of help each and every day, month, week, and year. Kane Brown is always one of the first to reach out. You may remember that story during the terrible, terrible snowstorm that Nashville experienced earlier a couple of months ago. He had stopped into a gas station and the workers, it was pretty icy out, and Kane said, it's pretty icy. And he said, here's the deal. If you don't feel like you can get home safely, here is my number. I will come back here to the gas station and pick you up and take you home. And true to his word, fans of his called him on his personal cell phone. Kane Brown came, picked them up, and drove them home. So the award landed at the right home. On the way, Jordan Davis, Keith Urban, and Diamond Rio coming up.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
Yeah.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a member of the Hometown Guys. Adams Super Service is looking for an automotive technician for their growing family. The right candidate will have their own tools, 2 years' experience, good driving record, and a great personality. Adams Super Service offers paid holidays, leave, training, plus there's no weekend work. Visit Adams Super Service in Durand to apply.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 60 degrees, partly cloudy, breezy tonight, 44. Sunday, winds gust to around 40 out of the south, bringing our high temperatures to near 70 degrees. An afternoon shower is possible, and rain possible Sunday night, 35. Monday, partly sunny with a high around 49. Tuesday, mostly sunny and near 49 again.
Right now, it's 37.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining. Sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Set our vows under that old pine tree. You ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you that if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. Start walking mine. We meet in the middle, need that hug.
We're proud to call Durand our home. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I'm wide awake just watching you sleep. And I promise you, you're gonna have more than just the things that you need. We ain't got much now, we're just starting now. But I know somehow.
And good-hearted women. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47 somewhere between here and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson today. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 7:47 somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Oh, I got the Tucson too late.
Ed Jordan Davis, his latest called Tucson Too Late. That's my favorite song right now to country radio. I gotta be honest with you, there are a ton of great songs right now in Nashville and newer songs coming out. I mean, and just great old songs that we still just love on and just caress and just hug. I know that sounds weird, but man, I just love when we crank up some of those great 90s classics here inside the saloon each and every day. And just some great new music as well. You should be very, very proud of your country music brethren, because they're putting out some great music. It is the most popular music in the world right now, country music, and you are right in the thick of it. Speaking of which, we got a full hour of country lined up and ready to go. Morgan Wallen, Faith Hill, throw in Brad Paisley, Cody Johnson, and new Tyler Hubbard. Come on.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard?
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Give me just one more last chance
traffic jam. Staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune, one kid helps pay the rent.
Favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You like the way that sounds?
Little Jimmy Jackson is jacking up his bra. Girls are getting pretty, spraying on the white rain.
folks in the city party in martini bars, and they like to show off in their fancy foreign cars. Out here in the boondocks, we buy beer and Amoco, and crank out Greco speakers with that country radio. We let it blow. Well, we got the money, let it roll. If we got the gas, it gets wild. Yeah, but that's the way we get down. Oh, oh, we let it blow. Well, we got the money, let it roll. If we got the gas, it's but wild. Yeah, but that's the way we get down. In a hick town. In a hick town. Yeah.
Begging somebody to change, and the other half prayed to God that they never would. And all that got me was twice as lost when it all turned out the same. But all that begging finally did somebody good. I used to dream all night of the day that was gone, but come the morning light, forever from now on. Gonna do my dreaming with my eyes wide open. I'll do my looking back with my eyes closed. We can do some living, spend our whole life open, 'cause in the end we're left with the one we chose. So I'll do my dreaming with my eyes wide open. Moved on, fell a little further behind from running back or following someone home, until I learned that one step forward will take you further on than a thousand back or a million that ain't yours.